Now, you know, we're right on the verge here of a Horicon Marsh, and it's a pretty big deal, and it's a pretty big marsh. In fact, it's prehistoric, and they restored it, you know? So it's for pre-restoric, and now it's restoric. And there's a big thing out here called the Horicon Marsh Bird Club, because it's a really huge thing, and we got the gentleman from it, I think you're going to find very interesting. Jeff Balls from the Horicon Marsh Bird Club will explain to you what's out in the marsh, even as we speak right now, and why that's important. You can come out, Jeff. He's got his binoculars. And I'm sure there's a warbler out there. No, they're probably not there this time. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Michael.
You wore your outfit. I love it.
I did.
Yeah.
First of all, I've got a little gift here for you.
Oh, thank you. What is that?
That is the official club pin.
It is? Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
So you know,
I don't feel like I've earned it, though.
Well.
Shouldn't I have to go out and stand in the marsh and look for something?
You did mention wood warblers.
I did.
Yeah. So I'm giving you that pin. You're an honorary member.
Oh, thank you so
that
much.
That exempts you from the test of identifying the 35 wood warblers.
Are there 35 that you know of, personally? How many have you seen of the 35?
Probably like mid-20s.
No kidding. Yeah. Is it a big day when you see a warbler you haven't seen before? I mean, that's
yes,
pretty big
for
moment.
Me it is, yes. Yeah.
Do you remember the last time that happened when you saw a
warbler? Last spring.
You did?
Yeah.
What warbler was it?
Canada warbler.
Canada warbler.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have the hockey helmets on.
Yeah. Now,
they're easy to identify that way.
Okay. Come on. Give me a, I know that's not true. The Canada warbler is very similar to a every other warbler, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Similar. They have a
coloration.
Coloration. They have what we call a spectacles around the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Not real actual glasses, but they do have an eye ring.
Yeah.
And spectacles. So.
Uh huh. Yeah. You're putting me on still, aren't you?
Can
you level with me on this?
No.
Please. Try to understand the whole warbler thing to begin with. Are the warblers like the biggest collection of species in the Horicon Marsh? Would you say?
No, probably waterfowl. I mean, numbers-wise.
Well, yeah. Ducks, well, you always hear about the geese. And
yes, yeah. One of the largest stopovers in the United States of Canada geese.
Yeah, they stop over and they stay now by us. You know, I mean,
exactly.
I don't know. I'm surprised there's any left in the marsh during Wingra Park next to my house.
Back when we were kids, Madison. There weren't any geese around, you know, year-round.
Is that? Yeah, right. Now they live here.
Yeah.
They have they're geese condos. A lot of them are real upscale now and everything. It's ridiculous. Is that maybe we should make things less pleasant for them. They wouldn't stay so long. Doesn't that affect some of the other birds? They're kind of dominating the habitat, those geese.
Not necessarily.
No.
I mean, and sometimes they get to be a nuisance around parks.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually kind of a replication of their natural habitat, the tundra in Canada.
Yeah, and the cornfields of their youth.
Yeah. Golf courses.
Yeah. Oh, to see them descend on a cornfield is a beautiful thing. Strip it within 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Marvelous thing. Farmers love them, right? Are farmers allowed to shoot geese if they land in your... I mean,
self-defense? You have to have tags.
Self-defense?
You have to have tags.
Self-defense?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the most thing, I've been out there in Horicon Marsh, when you walk in there and they all take off at once because you startle them or something. God, you've never heard anything like that in your life.
Yeah,
you hear
the wings,
frightening.
The wings, actually.
You feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing, really. They could rule the world if they were a little smarter. But they're not that smart, and they're insolent now. The ones by us. I don't want to get off on this. This is not really what the marsh is all about, necessarily, but they're insolent. You in the park, they're standing there in the park, and it's like their park, and you walk on there, and they turn around, and they confront you. Yeah, they do that stupid hissing thing.
They're just,
hissy
just
fit.
Protecting their families.
I know, but they're stupid. I'm not hurting their family. You can see I'm afraid of the thing. I'm not even going to, you know.
Well, you got to show them who's boss, Michael. You can't cower. You know, it's a goose, okay?
Yeah. They
you're
really
you're
are,
smarter than one, right?
They're aggressive. I don't care. And you can't shoot them dead or nothing because there's laws and, you know, it's not fair. A golf course, you hit them with a club. Headlines.
Yeah.
Headlines. Self-defense. All right. Now, the other species, the warblers are a big one. What's another bird that... What's a bird that you've been looking for, and maybe other people have seen it, and you want to score this observation? Because that's important to you guys, right?
Yeah.
What you've seen?
Yeah. I'm not much of a lister, you know, one that, you know, checks off the list. I try to enjoy what I'm looking at, what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Although I would like to see a probably a black-throated blue warbler.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Black-throated blue?
Yeah. Although something we have right here, you mentioned about what's here right now. Of course, we don't have the sheer number of birds that we have during the spring and the summer. But right now, we do have some really special stuff at Horican right now. We have some rough-legged hawks, which are...
Rough-legged, yeah.
Yep.
The ones with the ruff on their legs. Yeah. Right, yeah.
And some...
Those are cool.
Snowy owls.
Ooh, snowy owls. Ooh, they're here. How about that? They're in our audience. Yes. Isn't that, that's very cool. And the snowy owls. Let's go back to this black-throated blue, though.
Okay.
Are they rare? They're pretty rare, huh?
They're not real common, let's put it that way.
What's the difference between not... What's the difference between not real common and rare? Is there a thin line there, or what?
Well, rare would be, their numbers would be like an endangered.
Yeah.
They just have they're very habitat specific, and then their numbers aren't very plentiful.
Yeah. So
you're never going to see 50 in a day. Okay. Not like a flock of geese. You're not going to see a flock.
You're not going to see one, are you? Yeah. Let's face it.
I'm not.
No. Other people you know have seen a black-throated blue?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
A little envious. Well, sometimes, yeah. Envious.
You got to get over it, though, man.
Yeah,
it's not their fault they saw it and you didn't. What is one that you've cited that people would give their eye teeth to have seen?
King rail, maybe.
King rail.
Yeah.
Tell me about
that. It's a water bird.
Yeah. Oh, a king rail.
Yep.
What is it? Tell me.
It's a water bird, shore bird. Yeah. Stands about a foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
They're very rare this far north. They're
rare, or just there's a few of them?
Uncommon.
There are a few of them. Yeah.
Another one that's very habitat specific. They like a cattail marsh of certain density and water levels. Their range is generally further south.
Okay.
What
does it look like? Maybe I've seen one. I know it's that big, but that doesn't really help me. That doesn't narrow it down.
Let me think that. You know what a coot looks like?
Yes.
Okay.
A diving bird.
Yeah. It's kind of like a coot that walks more on land with a bigger beak.
Well, I can picture that.
Yeah.
In fact, I see myself now that you mention it. So it looks like is what you're like saying.
It's just a larger version of a Sora, and I'm sure you...
Of a what?
Of a Sora rail.
Of a what?
Sora rail.
A Sora rail.
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
S-O-A-R-A.
No, I mean rail.
Oh.
Larger version of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what is it? Skinny, long-legged for a short bird?
Yep.
Well, a short bird with long legs and a bigger beak than
Sora.
The ordinary. Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay.
You see?
I know I've seen it. Maybe it was in my dreams. Well, that's pretty cool. And those are specific to certain things. Okay. Yeah. So we have your shore birds and you got your warblers that are in and out. And, and what else you got there?
Waterfowl. We have ducks.
Waterfowl, of course.
Yep.
Waterfowl.
Yep. Horican Marsh was actually recreated for the redhead duck. We have the largest nesting colony of redheaded ducks.
Are they actually redheaded ducks?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Redheaded ducks.
That'd be very attractive in a duck, I think.
Do you have a fancy for redheads? Or?
I don't need to. It's one of the song lyrics, so actually involved a redheaded duck.
Okay.
It's the funniest thing. I'm surprised you didn't do it. But... Red-headed ducks.
Yep.
So they're red.
Yep.
Red.
Yep.
Because we have the regular kind by us, you know.
The mallards, probably the green-headed ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the regular ones.
Mallards are probably one of the most numerous
misunderstood ducks.
Yeah.
You know, I get a kick out, because we have so many ducks in our. We have the geese and the ducks, and the ducks beat up on the geese. I mean, the geese beat up on the ducks when they come through, push them around and stuff. You see it. All stuff. But yeah, people who have never seen ducks before. I don't know where they come from. I mean, Wisconsin, we're blessed with ducks. You know, I mean, let's face it, it's a blessing. I didn't realize it, but it must be a blessing. We have ducks. Lots of them. But people come in and they're looking at the duck, they're taking pictures of this. It's a damn duck. You know, I mean.
Michael, we have people coming from all across the United States to Horican Marsh. Just, you know, to see the waterfowl, to see the ducks.
All
over the world.
Yeah, I'm speaking about our park.
You know? Oh, okay.
Horican Marsh is a place to come and see all this stuff. Yeah. And Okay. And actually going to it goes way back in prehistory, and then it was lost for a while, right? For
years. It was originally a depression that was carved out by the glaciers.
Right.
And then pre-settlement, there was a lot of Native American villages around there. They hunted, they fished around the Horican Marsh. European settlement, it was a wonderful spot for waterfowl hunting. But back in the 1800s, there were no laws. Unregulated hunting, pretty much wiped out the duck population.
Yeah.
So then there was a group that thought, well, we'll drain the marsh and we'll we'll farm vegetables in it. Mm-hmm. And that lasted for about 3 to 5 years. And then happened to be coinciding during the drought and the depression. And next thing you know, you had peat fires and you had actually had marsh that was on fire. And,
wow.
Yeah.
What a history.
So then some conservation-minded folks decided, well, let's try to restore this place. And through the 30s and 40s, they ended up restoring the Horican Marsh.
That's an amazing story. And the people from around here, basically.
Yep.
All banded together and say, yep, bring it back. That's really an amazing story. And your big event's coming up in May, right?
Yes, our Bird Festival.
Bird Festival.
Horican Marsh Bird Festival.
Yeah, what's involved in the Bird Festival?
Oh, we have all
Can
kinds
beginners
of...
get involved in
Oh, yes, things? Yes. You don't have to be an expert, so no one starts out as an expert.
No.
So
do they end up as one, though?
Perhaps. Or an advanced beginner.
Yeah.
So we have bus trips, and that's generally for more of the advanced birders, the people that come from across the country who want to see as many species as possible.
Yeah.
We have some other hikes that are geared towards maybe intermediate, and then we have some things that are geared towards beginners. We get the basically, we hand them a pair of binoculars and a field guide.
You get to keep the binoculars?
No. I already gave you a pin, Mike.
No, I don't want yours. Oh. I wonder when if you come out for this, because you pay
now
a fee and you get a pair of nice binoculars. Right. Or something.
Do you actually wade
into the...
No,
you don't. No. You never actually enter the marsh.
No.
They have those big fan boats like Lincoln Vale, the Everglades.
Airboats. That's only used by the managing personnel, the Fish and Wildlife Service and Department of Natural Resources.
Okay.
They're actually banned for private use there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you fish in the marsh?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
Okay. But those guys, are in their boats. They'll catch you if you do.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you my good spots, though, Mike.
Where's your good spot out there?
North. I'll just say the north.
So it's not. So it's south, right? No. Where else? Southeast, southwest?
No.
Sure, we can narrow this down if we have a little more. Okay. All right, and so in May, and the object is when you're out there for the May event, this huge thing, lots of people come for this.
Yep.
What are you out there doing? You're looking for species.
Yep. We try to hit as many different habitats as possible.
Okay.
That'll give us the greatest number of species of birds. Oh. We try to hit grasslands, woodlands, of course, the marshlands. And we get to go, all through those. We get to have some local experts that help guide us.
Sounds terrific.
So,
and then if someone wants to get involved in this, and how would they do that?
Just look up Horican Marsh Bird Club or HoricanMarshBirdFestival.com.
Yeah, and that's coming up May.
Mother's Day weekend, May 10th through the 13th.
Perfect for mom. She would
love
that.
Yes, we get a lot of people that are come out, and mom has her bouquet, and there's several people in tow, and mom got what she wanted for Mother's Day.
Yeah, poor dad is trailing behind her.
Yeah. But
thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, mother.
Beautiful Horican Marsh and a man who knows it like the back of his hand.